I'm talking about Methodism, United Methodist. Of how we became United Methodist was the Evangelical United Brethren Church and the Methodist Church joined in 1968, which became the United Methodist Church. There's this whole thing goes back to Wesley and what we call Wesley theology. And I'll share a little bit about Wesley theology here in a minute. But I have a family tree, and Phil made up one too, on how this all came to be. And I'll just give you a brief synopsis. Did you know the Salvation Army came out of Methodism? The Pentecostal Holiness Church came out of Methodism. The Assemblies of God came out of Methodism. The Church of the Nazarene came out of Methodism. A whole bunch of churches came out of Methodism, and then the whole family tree. So what happened is we just kind of, even a woman by the name of Phoebe, she started the Pentecostal movement. And how this all came about, we were all shouting Methodist, singing Methodist. But what happened is we got on to some things that we could agree to disagree on without being disagreeable. And one of them was the Holy Spirit and the manifestation of the gifts. We all believe in the Holy Spirit, but there was a disagreement on about the manifestation of the gifts. So, like good Christians everywhere, the Baptists do this real good. When we can't agree on something, we just go start our own church. But the root comes from the theology of John Wesley. But more importantly, we're Christians first and United Methodists second. We are a group of folks who believe in the grace and salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So early in the 1800s, after attending a Methodist frolic of faith, which is known as camp meeting. Now, you'll see on television some of the Christian stations have what they call camp meeting, and they have a revival program or something. They are nothing like the camp meetings back in the early 1800s. They were done in the country usually, somewhere outside, and they would go on maybe for 2-3 weeks. And it was always usually in the fall, because when the harvest was over, the farmers and the people could spend time together in these camp meetings. And there was all kinds of little cute songs that came out of it. Thank God I'm a Methodist. That's a modern version of it. But there was also one called Methodist Pie. I want to share that one with you. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to read it. I'm a Methodist, 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 eating Methodist pie. I'm a Methodist, Methodist, I'm a Methodist till I die. Now here, 17 years into the 21st century, nobody's even concerned about making pie or making a commitment to anything until you die. It's scary, but that's the society that we're in. Next week I'm going to share a little bit about what it means to belong to not only a United Methodist Church, but a church in general, because it is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, first and foremost.